This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. West Nile virus killed 11 people in Colorado last year, and it hospitalized over 100, an unusually high number. This could be a sign of things to come as the planet heats up. The mosquitoes that carry West Nile are cold-blooded. Ecologist Marta Schockett says they thrive best when conditions are just right.
It's this middle kind of Goldilocks temperature, not too cold, not too hot, where mosquito-borne diseases are best transmitted.
Global warming means more Americans may live in places ripe for West Nile transmission. One of the nation's most photographed bull elks died in Rocky Mountain National Park this week, often referred to by photographers as Incredible, Big Kahuna, or simply Bruno. The beast of an elk was known for his massive antlers, which spread majestically into the sky. They made him a fixture on postcards and Colorado-themed calendars for years. Wildlife officials believe a mountain lion attack may have led to his death. Big Kahuna was 10 years old. A convention billing itself as America's premier event for hunters and anglers started Thursday in Denver. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The International Sportsmen's Expo has been around for decades, putting on annual conventions in Colorado, California, and Utah. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is one of the primary sponsors of this year's four-day event at the Denver Convention Center. Attendees can hear from a panel of experts on catching trophy walleye, shop for duck blinds, learn essential tips for training your hunting dog, and get an introduction to falconry, among other events. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. It is 12:06 and it's Friday.